USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is advising Americans to avoid international travel.
I would recommend that they just enjoy their living room.
Airlines are struggling mightily during the growing coronavirus threat. The Trump administration is working on a massive economic stimulus package that would include aid for the U.S. airlines. Now, the president also did not rule out domestic travel restrictions.
It's possible. We'll see how it goes.
The White House working with lawmakers on Capitol Hill to get an economic stimulus plan passed and get money in hardworking Americans' hands. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says,
we look forward to having bipartisan support to pass this legislation very quickly.
One of the ideas being floated is getting cash payments to Americans within the next 2 weeks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
It's another primary day in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Voters are casting their ballots in Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. Meanwhile, Ohio has postponed their primary. Places continuing to close across the country to limit the coronavirus threat, including movie theaters. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
AMC Theaters closing all of their locations for 6 to 12 weeks, the chain announcing that decision after governors of at least a dozen states ordered theaters to close anyway, and the CDC issued strict guidelines limiting public gatherings. AMC is the biggest theater circuit in the nation. It was hoping to stay open by limiting theaters to 50% of their normal capacity, but once the CDC cut its recommended limit on gatherings to just 10 people, they made the shutdown decision. It affects all 634 AMC theaters across the United States.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on the coronavirus pandemic, Jerry Jorgensen contracted coronavirus on a cruise ship. Now, she was quarantined for 2 weeks, but has since recovered and is sharing her story as a way of reassuring people that things will get better. She joins Fox News and shares how she's doing.
I feel great. I have felt great the whole time.
Okay, so take us through your story. What did you experience?
As soon as I tested negative on the cruise ship, we were kind of surprised that it was me and not my husband, because he's on immunosuppressant drugs for a double kidney. He's had two kidney transplants. So they took me by ambulance up to Fukushima, where I was in quarantine in the Japanese hospital for 2 weeks until I got two negative results. I get that we are in the unknown, and maybe I can just share my experience on how incredibly healthy I did. Pilates every day in Fukushima. I mean, I just had so much energy. I felt great. And I've got kids right now throughout the country that are battling the flu, yeah, and are sicker than dogs and achy and coughing. And they said, I wish I had the coronavirus. And I said, well, you know, because I've had no symptoms, yeah, I just had to go through the quarantine. So my experience is it wasn't even like the cold.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.